All right, we'll start with David on this one. Should the municipality make more land available for private purchase? If so, where and when?
Yeah, absolutely, they should. A bigger question may be not whether they should or not, but whether or not they should subsidize the sale prices of lots. And I think since the public safety building is moving forward and there's going to be the vacation of a number of properties that are going to end up being surplus to the city, that that those are all potential sites. Also, the RV park that the city recently bought, I don't know what the plan is exactly for that, but that's 24 lots. And if you put the infrastructure back into that, which has been taken out, but the streets and water and sewer and power, you know, and depending on how you subdivided those lots, I mean, there could be as many as 24 lots in a good in-town location. And that in and of itself would be huge for people.
Tim?
The RV park is one of the last large parcels, and as David said, that's 24 lots. Biggest problem with that and biggest expense, I think, for the city to dispose of that property, following the plan with the comprehensive plan, we were wanting to move the RV park out across the bridge. There's a lot of expense there too, water, sewer, but the 24 lots aren't hooked up for water and sewer right now. That was the old mission site, and it's just an RV park, sewer and water. There'd be a lot of expense on that, but it is property that could be disposed of. We don't have a whole lot of property to sell. I don't think that the city should be buying that property and holding on to it either. I think we have that area out there that was negotiated for Long Bay at the Matthews property. I think there should be probably a happy medium. There's some that should be continued to enjoy by the public, but some should be used for development or for houses or what have you. Here in town, that RV park, I think the biggest problem is displacing all the people that rely on that for summer housing. I think a lot of people were concerned that we were going to just vacate that and no one would have a place to stay, and I don't think that was the intent. I don't think we were going to do anything with that until we had a place to move. There again, expense, prioritization of projects, and there's so many on the horizon. We need to prioritize what's the most important, and I think both of the guys here also agree the waterfront's our most valuable asset, and that should have a large priority. But property is a concern. I do think we should dispose of property when we can. Affordable property, I don't know if you can put a definition on that. What's affordable for some people isn't affordable for others. Maybe a land trust, like some areas where a young couple can come in and they don't have to buy the property, that they can put up a building, and there's some other options there, but yeah, I'd like to see more young people moving into Skagway that can afford to buy a place or buy some property to build a place.
Orion?
I lobbied the city for a couple years, I think, to sell lots that they had. They were just sitting, they were platted, they had road access, they were ready to go. And last summer, there were 37 people who put in a $100 lottery ticket, and every one of those lots sold. Some of them are very hard to build, but some of them are being built upon. I am in favor of selling land, whether it's vacant lots around town, or which there are none, so that's almost a misnomer. Or, you know, and as much as some of the old guard in here is going to frown upon me, some of the places that you think are really precious, but there's lots that the city owns that might border your driveway. And these are friends I'm looking at. And, you know, you got to look at where opportunities come from. And sometimes that's, you know, it's your neighborhood. So West Creek, Naku, there's land out there, Hackett Hill, the old rifle, you know, the old around the pet cemetery. These are all places, if we look outside the box, could be developed without being a great expense. And I know I'm probably offending a couple of my friends by saying that, but I really think this is really, really important for the future, because there's not land available the way it was when my parents came. You can't give Chris Rawl $500 and get a lot anymore. Those days have expired a long time ago. It's $70,000 to buy a 50-by-100 lot. So, you know, it's a much different scope. One of the best things I think Skagway does is their financing of land. I was able to buy land for $8,000 down. And yeah, it's taken me 3 years to get out of the ground because it's rocky on Naku Road and there's no dirt and you can't dig, but I'm doing it. And I think that, you know, giving opportunities is what it's all about. In terms of the RV park at Garden City, I think without somewhere for those people to go, the seasonal people and the caravans that come to Skagway, you can't think about taking that away. I think we probably are already at times losing caravan traffic because we don't have enough RV lots in Skagway. And the seasonal housing that's there is absolutely paramount. I think we all know about the housing problems we have, and so if we start eliminating housing problems, housing opportunities that are necessary, that are at least, you know, they're contained, they're not people living in wherever they go, whatever is available. I mean, I think we've got to maintain the housing that we have before we eliminate that RV park. So I agree with you, Tim.